from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Don't forget, we got tickets to give away. I guess we'll do where? The Gary Owen tickets next hour.
Uh-huh.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, Missy Elliott's tickets. So stay tuned for that. Giving away a
super duper fly.
Yeah.
Orioles acquire starter Trevor Rogers. Do you think they overpaid for Mr. Rogers?
I don't, but I feel like fans think we did. And the reason why is because the control you have over a pitcher. And I've heard people say, well, if you have control over a pitcher for two more years and he stinks, what does it matter? I get it. But it allows you to do certain other things. And if we're being honest with ourselves, Norby and Stowers weren't going to get the chance to play here every day. And the part that I like about this for them is that they get to go to Miami, where there should be an opportunity for them to play every day.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah. And see,
I'm in Ed right now.
And see what players they're going to be. But we overvalue what we know. And the look, nobody bitched about the Eflin trade. They gave up three prospects. Everybody's bitching about this one because they've heard the names.
Well, what do we hear with the names? Where's Norby? Where's Stowers? We always hear that. Now, true, we hear that about Mayo and Salinger as well, but you won't. Those guys have a future. Those guys have a designated spot that the Orioles believe they're going to be in. These two don't.
Yeah.
They don't. Bottom line. So I agree with you.
Every single
being
trade,
those prospects, I'm okay with that.
Every single trade people were bringing up, what were the two names that were in it? That when they're saying, hey, let's trade for this guy,
Norby,
we'll give him
Stowers.
Norby Stowers, and then yep. They'd add in whatever, whether the prospects got better or worse when you're looking at it. I don't mean it that way, but lower level guys that are at the major league level, they did not make the big splash. And if you honestly look at the market, wouldn't you say that the teams that got the bigger names overpaid? I don't know about the Jack Flaherty thing, because what I feel like the Tigers did is they waited till the last second and said, this is the best offer we got. Because he's a rental. They weren't bringing him back. They had to trade him. It just made sense. Get as much as you can. Give us your best offer. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like it came down to damn near the end of the
deadline.
He's
going back home too, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's where he's from, L.A. Yeah.
He's
LA
a Cali kid, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I don't think they overpaid. Initially, when I heard it, I went, I got to look deeper into this and see what the whole Trevor Rogers thing is. Because his rookie year, I loved him. And the next year, he was just awful. Then you come back the third year, he's trying to figure things out. He gets hurt. So now he's off, you know, as he gets off the IL, he starts pitching this year. He has a terrible first month with an almost 8-run ERA. If you look at the last 3 months, his last 9 starts, mm-hmm. he's been really, really good. And honest to God, like, you know me, I care about whip. I look at that whip and go, whew, chunky.
That whip is horrible.
Yeah, it's chunky. And then you start looking at some of the other stuff. But what tells the story about him? Is he the guy we saw the last nine starts? Or is he the guy that we've seen for 2 years that stunk up the joint? Because in his rookie year, he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought the Marlins had something with all their young pitchers, but then he gets hurt.
410-583-1057. That's the number if you want to chime in as well. Did the Orioles overpay for Trevor Rogers? I like the move. I mean, put this way, I don't know how good he's going to be for the team, but I'm not upset with what they gave away. And I guess part of it is you needed a left-handed pitcher, but the biggest part for me is I like Stowers and Norby.
Mm-hmm.
But I like him so much that I want to see him get an opportunity. I like him like I did Joey Ortiz.
Yeah.
I believe those two guys are baseball players who were hitting the glass ceiling here in Baltimore.
And
now you got an opportunity to go to Miami and prove what you can do. Now go to Miami and they don't want to win, but you're putting up big numbers. You know what they're going to do. They're going to trade you again because they're not going to pay you. But go there and build your stock and prove what you are. Because I think you got two guys. I think Stowers is going to be a 25-plus home run guy. I think Norby can be around that, too, because he hit a lot of home runs in the minors.
They got to play every day, though.
But they got to play every day. I think Norby needs to work on that defense as well.
Yeah, and look, the problem that I see is, again, knowing these players and what people wanted, I want to see them get a chance. But they weren't going to get that opportunity here.
Not consistently.
No, and I think people had an idea of what those guys were worth, and this wasn't it. But the market showed you that. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it's extremely difficult. And the fact is, like, Stowers is a 26-year-old rookie, right? When he gets his chance to come up. Joey Ortiz was a 26-year-old rookie. Yep. It doesn't mean he's going to be a bad major league player, but you had that trade chip to make something happen. You get yourself a lefty starter. The other thing this does is you don't have to go out and overpay for starting pitchers like the damn Cardinals did in the offseason, where they signed Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, and Sonny Gray, with Sonny Gray being the only one that's been really good for them. And, you know, so like I look at these things and say, you've got yourself a left-handed pitcher. It gives Bradish a little bit more time to get back. Eflin's going to be here next year, as well as Grayson Rodriguez. We don't know what happens with Burns.
Right.
And, you know, there's some other opportunities. What if Cade Povich goes back down to the minors, gets a chance next year? It's not going to be this year. You know, I see what you're doing over there, but sometimes this is what happens
I'm
with young
okay
pitchers.
If we don't see him again this year.
But that's what I'm
saying.
I'm
okay with that.
Next year.
Am I saying he's never going to be a good pitcher? I'm not that stupid. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm okay with not seeing him again this year.
Yeah.
Ever this year.
Povich.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing with that, too, is, and I brought this up before with starting pitchers, you can look at Dylan Cease, who's one of the top five in the National League for Cy Young. Go look at his numbers. When he came up, he was getting rocked left and right. Same thing with Lucas Giolito. Same thing with Roy Halladay. Same thing with Chris Carpenter. I mean, you can go through a lot of these pitchers that turned into really good players that got rocked. You also have a lot of guys that get rocked early and continue to get rocked.
Exactly. So, I was going to bring up some of those examples. But
yeah, I mean, it's just that with prospects. So pitchers are the ones that I give a little bit of a longer leash to because I want to see that they don't have it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.